We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Oh! Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 second. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Hey there. Welcome to your Eurostep Monday Primer. I'm Ty Windisch, and here's what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, October 28th. Bucks basketball is back. Regular season action is here. Milwaukee is 1-1 through its first two games. Two real roller coaster contests. One vibe in the first half that was completely shifted to the opposite in the second half. So one game that was a good thing, one game not so much. First off, Milwaukee looks pretty bad through a lot of its first game of the season against the Houston Rockets in Houston, before snapping into action and then winning a close game, 117-111. Really great team win with Giannis falling out with about 4 or 5 minutes left on the clock. Ersan Ilyasova, Chris Middleton stepped up late after a slow start to the game, to say the least. Brooke Lopez working out of the post did a lot in that game, and the Bucks grinded out a gritty win, kind of reminiscent, as my new co-host Rohan Kadi had said after the game, kind of reminiscent of last year's Bucks in that they didn't play that well, the shots weren't falling, and it didn't take long for everything to switch once everything started clicking for Milwaukee. So they get the win in that one. Then following up that first game, the Bucks start off hot in the home opener against the Miami Heat on Saturday. I won't say night because I think the game tipped at 4 p.m. to accommodate the international audience. That's new for the Milwaukee Bucks. Usually, you know, before Giannis era, if a game started at 4, it was probably because the schedule got bumped to feature a more important team, a team people would actually watch. But this time it was so fans across the world could watch the Bucks. And unfortunately, they watched the Bucks blow it against Miami. Bucks started off hot, substantial lead by halftime, carried it through a lot of the third quarter, but Miami didn't go away, just kept on chipping. Bam Adebayo does a lot of work. So does Goran Dragic off the bench. If he stays on the bench and doesn't get traded, looks like a potential sixth man of the year season for Goran Dragic. Giannis falls out of that one as well. The Bucks lose to the Heat without Jimmy Butler, who has been away from the team after his girlfriend having a baby. The Bucks drop that game 131-126 in overtime. Dramatic shot to end regulation as Chris Middleton, I don't know if it was an alley-oop or a missed shot per se, but Giannis goes up and finishes it with just a few seconds left on the clock to send the game to OT. But then in overtime, Giannis fouls out again. Two Bucks games, two Giannis fouls outs, fouling outs. Those aren't real terms, but we'll roll with it. Suffice it to say, not a Bucks win. Milwaukee is now 1-1 heading into action this upcoming week. And we will get to more of this week after a quick word from two of our terrific sponsors. Humans have been shaving for thousands of years. And the secret to a great shave? It hasn't changed much. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. And that's why Harry's doesn't overcharge you to add gimmicky features to their razors. Harry's focuses on delivering what actually matters: sharp, durable blades at a fair price. I love Harry's because it gives me a clean, close shave, an easy glide, and a low price. Those are three very important things to me. So do us a favor here at the Eurostep and check out harrys.com/bluewire for your free trial today. Harry's is a return to the essentials: quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. Plus, it's super convenient. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, with or without a subscription. And there's no risk to you trying them out. If you don't love your shave, let them know and Harry's will give you a full refund. Listeners of my show, The Eurostep, can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/bluewire. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com/bluewire to start shaving better today. Folks, the holiday rush is coming, and if you sell stuff online, you'd better get ready with ShipStation. With more people buying online than ever before, you need to be able to ship orders out quickly, efficiently, and affordably. But how do you keep track of all those orders? How do you manage the logistics? How do you decide which shipping carrier to use? And how do you know if you're getting the best rates, maybe most importantly of all? ShipStation can help. With just a few clicks, you'll be managing orders, printing labels, and getting those products out the door and delivered in time for the holidays. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface, and that makes it really easy to manage them all from any device, including your cell phone. ShipStation works with all the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, and UPS. You can compare and choose the best shipping solution for you and your customer. ShipStation even offers big discounts on shipping costs. Now any business can access the same postage discounts that are usually reserved for large Fortune 500 companies. You'll always know that you're getting the best deal. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. Take the hassle out of holiday shipping this year. Just use our promo code BLUE to get a free 60-day trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free holiday shipping. The perfect time to redeem this great offer. All you need to do is visit ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BLUE, B-L-U-E. One last time, ShipStation.com, and offer code BLUE. ShipStation. Make ship happen. The Bucks have a big week of basketball coming up. It's a packed schedule, folks. Starting tonight, Monday night, as you listen to this, hopefully, with a home game against the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Bucks have 5 games this week. That Cavs game might not be as easy as one might have thought looking at this game before the season started, before you watched the Cavaliers at all. Still, you know, not a playoff team there in Cleveland, but coming off of a nice win against the Indiana Pacers, the Cavaliers' young guards and most of their players really not looking that great, but Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson are finally healthy, finally playing together again. I think they played 5 games together last season and they weren't really healthy for any of them. They are looking very good. I think last time I checked, Tristan Thompson shooting like 70% from 2-point territory, scoring a bunch per game, averaging a double-double right now. That's a real team and those bigs are a real problem. So not exactly a cakewalk. This NBA this year just feels very, very competitive, by the way. There's a few teams that are just getting just smacked, of course. There always will be. But all in all, it seems like a really good year for the NBA. The Bucks then, after the home game against the Cavaliers, head to Boston on Wednesday to take on the Celtics. Sort of a new-look Celtics team, having some troubles with the center position staying healthy right now in a recent game. Robert Williams was starting, even though he began the year as a third-string center. Injuries to both Daniel Tice and Enes Kanter made that happen. But a lot of the main characters still in Boston. Obviously, Kyrie Irving and Al Horford are gone, but now you get Kemba Walker in their place. Plus, of course, the two Jays, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Gordon Hayward. So not an easy game there either. It's never easy playing in the Garden in Boston. After that Boston contest, Milwaukee will fly down to Orlando for the second of a two-game road trip on Friday, taking on the Magic, a tough defensive team. Always Aaron Gordon playing really good defense this year, probably going for a all-defense team candidacy after the Magic, a solid defensive team last year, better than solid, a very good defensive team last year, did not get a spot. I know there are those in the organization a little displeased with the snub, I guess, or at least the decision to leave them off. So the defense-minded Magic are up on Friday. Say that one five times fast. Then a back-to-back means that the Bucks are back in action again quickly on Saturday night at home with the Toronto Raptors in town. Toronto, again, probably not a contender, certainly a playoff team, not a contender with Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green out. But Pascal Siakam has been putting up numbers. So has Fred VanVleet. And Kyle Lowry's been good, too, after a somewhat quiet game one for Toronto. So some really capable basketball teams on the schedule, starting off with Cleveland, then Boston, Orlando, and Toronto. I mentioned five games earlier. The fifth one is actually on the next Monday. So you will have another Monday primer by then. So really only four games this week, technically, depending on exactly how you slice it. Either way, though, after so much time passing without any Bucks basketball, a lot of it this week, a lot of good games to watch. And certainly, although maybe none of them are cakewalks, four games you would expect the Bucks to have a very, very good chance of winning. So hopefully Milwaukee comes out of this schedule, this part of the schedule, I should say, with at least three wins, maybe even four. It'd be nice to run some off after a very disappointing home opener against Miami. In other organizational news, the Wisconsin Herd took two guards in the G League draft held on Saturday. Stephen Thompson Jr. from Oregon State and Shannon Bogues from Stephen F. Austin State. Those are two more options, potential options for Herd training camp, which will be later this month, near the end of this month, in advance of the Herd season, which begins already again on Friday, November 8th. So get ready. Herd basketball is on the way once more. I will be covering those games again for the Oshkosh Herald. I'm very excited to do so and work some more Herd coverage into the Eurostep. Obviously, you know, the Bucks are usually the big news, but the Herd games are important as well. And, you know, mining the G League for talent is a very important thing for any organization, especially one, though, like the Bucks that does not have a lot of usable income, so to speak, on the salary cap with big deals already on the books. Hopefully a Giannis Supermax coming. Anytime you can find a G League player and bring them up, usually on a minimum contract, at least initially, that's another avenue to definitely add talent at a cheap at rate NBA-wise speaking. So that'll be something to monitor, and I will be doing so constantly. Finally, before we wrap up here and get you ready for the week, a quick look around the NBA. The LA Clippers look great early, 2-1 record, despite a close loss to the Suns, which, you know, you wouldn't expect to see, but it does happen. And Phoenix does look quite a bit better this year, even with DeAndre Ayton being suspended for 25 games after testing positive for a diuretic. Then that it appears, I don't know if he's going to appeal that or not. It seemed like not really from a statement issued on behalf of Ayton, or at least if he was, that it probably wasn't going to get reduced any. So DeAndre Ayton missing a very sizable chunk of the season. Phoenix still looking a lot better. Devin Booker stock probably only going to raise from this point forward. Speaking of stock, Karl Anthony Towns has taken a leap. His numbers are ridiculous. 30-point near triple-doubles so far. He's attacking from all areas on offense. His defense, probably a step above where it was. Even if he's still not an elite defender, really, with the way this guy can play offensively, he just needs to be fine, and that's all it takes. Certainly something to watch there in Minnesota. The Wolves, a potential playoff team in the Western Conference, especially if Cat keeps playing the way he's playing right now. Towns could be a potential MVP candidate, especially because that award seems to really enjoy a good narrative, and Towns making the Timberwolves relevant again would certainly have sort of a Giannis-esque edge to it, although it seems very unlikely the Timberwolves will have nearly as good of a record as the Bucks last year. We'll see. Certainly at least a chance for Towns to put some respect on his name after, you know, it's easy. A young player doesn't make the playoffs but puts up numbers. It's easy to not take it that seriously. If Towns leads a playoff team and puts up gaudy numbers, he could put himself in the NBA's elite this season. And I would give you some standings updates here to close things out, but it's just so early. I mean, I think the East, when I was looking earlier today, I recorded this on Sunday, I think there was like a 9-way tie for some spots in the middle because so many teams were 1-1. It just doesn't mean anything yet. I mean, we'll do more of that as the season goes along and things actually start to become relevant or meaningful. They're just not there yet. So that's all for this week on your Eurostep Monday Primer. Be sure to tune in to our regular episode later this week going in detail on all things Bucks. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on whatever platform you are consuming this content on. Tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends, etc. And have a great week.